About two-thirds of America's firefighters are volunteers. They're getting older, and fire departments around the country are finding it harder to sign younger people. NPR's Adam Biern, who is a volunteer firefighter himself, visited a firehouse in rural Maryland to find out why.
When firefighters in the area around Darlington, Maryland, were dispatched to a tractor fire in a field last year, what they found wasn't exactly what they were expecting.
Came as a tractor fire, turned out to be a little John Deere lawnmower.
And if you've got a picture in your mind of what those firefighters look like, the ages of three of them might not be what you're expecting.
Jerry Scarborough, and I was 69 years old.
Wait, Testerman, 75.
I'm Robert Worthington, who was 85 at the time.
Testerman and Worthington are longtime members of the Level Volunteer Fire Company. Scarborough volunteers with the Darlington Fire Company. After putting the fire out, what he saw moved him.
I just happened to look down when I secured the pump, and I saw this older gentleman, and he was down on his knees at 80-something years old, rolling a fire hose. And it just impacted me so much, I took a picture of it. I put it on Facebook that we were on a fire call. And I can't tell you the responses that were on Facebook about, wow, that's incredible.
While it might seem incredible for someone in their 80s to be out firefighting, it's becoming increasingly likely. According to figures from the National Fire Protection Association, roughly a third of volunteers in small communities are over the age of 50. That's more than double what it was in the late 1980s. And that poses a risk to the public, according to the National Volunteer Fire Council, which represents volunteer departments around the country.
In our line of work, cardiac events are always a major issue, and the older you get, the more likely you're going to have a cardiac event.
That's the council's chairman, Steve Hirsch.
That affects the crew's safety, affects the public safety, and our ability to respond.
He says it's not just the health of firefighters that might be a problem. Without new blood coming in to make up the numbers at a firehouse near you, the delay in finding a crew to respond to emergencies could be the difference between life and death.
If people are not willing to wait 45 minutes for a fire truck to show up when their house is on fire, or they're hanging upside down in a car when they've had a wreck, people have to understand if they don't go out and volunteer, that could happen.
Hirsch believes people want to volunteer, but struggle to balance the long hours of training with the demands of everyday life. Back at Darlington's Fire Station 2, that's something Worthington and Testerman have seen change in their many decades of service.
The big difference between then and now, if we joined tonight, we could ride a truck tomorrow. It was none of this stuff. You got to do all the in-house training and all that before you can ride.
I'd hate to be a young kid today to join the fire department, and I feel sorry for them. It's rough.
And though Darlington has some younger volunteers, their day jobs often keep them from responding to calls, says Scarborough.
Daylight hours is difficult, and you don't want to be in an accident or have an ambulance call or a house fire because you're lucky to get people during daylight hours to come out on a call, and it's usually us old guys.
It's particularly difficult to keep people around long enough to qualify to drive the fire engine, which Scarborough often does. That's a massive responsibility that usually requires years of experience and training.
I got to get them there safe, and I got to get them back to the firehouse and then go back to their family.
Out of the engine, Scarborough knows his department needs more help.
It's a problem, and to me, so many kids, and including my own grandchildren, some of them, they're just not coming out and wanting to volunteer. We need people badly, and I wish more people would be interested in doing this.
But that's a call the NVFC's Steve Hirsch believes people will respond to.
I have faith in the American people that once we tell them that we need help, they will be there.
Adam Biern, NPR News, in rural Maryland.